recently asked you and a bunch of your colleagues to write a I was wrong article, something you were wrong about. And here's yours, Paul. I was wrong about inflation. So tell us about this reassessment and why you decided to do it.
Well, the Times thought that it would be good to have a feature in which people did talk about what they were wrong about, which I think is a good idea. And look, I'm a big believer. God knows I'm not infallible. And I try to make a point of admitting when I was wrong. And you really want to do this. You know, there was an earlier episode back during the Obama years when a lot of people predicted runaway inflation under Obama. And when Bloomberg went back to ask, you know, people who had wrongly predicted inflation, not one of them would admit having been wrong. And so that's an example of what you don't want to do. You want to say, look, I got it wrong. Why did I get it wrong? What have I learned from the experience?
Right. So why were you wrong about inflation, and what do we need to know now about it?
What appears to be the case, I mean, some of it is stuff that clearly no economist could have forecast. I didn't know that Vladimir Putin was going to invade Ukraine, and that's a significant part of what's going on, things, you know, external events. But partly it does appear that the U.S. economy has somewhat smaller productive capacity than we thought. We don't appear to be, by normal measures, you know, way overheated. But if we are, in fact, it looks like there were, you know, workers dropped out of the workforce. Some other things may have happened that reduced economic capacity. And the other is that inflation appears to have been more sensitive to an overheated economy than past experience would have led us to believe. So, there were some reasons why it wasn't just, you know, complacency. There were some reasons why I didn't think inflation was going to be a problem, and it turns out I was wrong. It's a complicated world out there, and if you never make a wrong prediction, you're not taking enough risks.